Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone on our program. Mindy Williamson is with us. She's the marketing director with the Iowa State Fair. Mindy, how are you this morning?
Great. Good morning to you.
Very good. I know we're in the depth of winter right now, and we think of the Iowa State Fair as being something that's fun and in the summer when it's hot, but you guys are working on stuff all the time.
Absolutely. We have a ticker on our website that reminds us each moment, each minute that we are from the Iowa State Fair. So we're ticking down the days. We're under 200, and so it'll be here before we know it.
I'm sure it will. It doesn't happen by accident. It happens with a lot of work. And for those of us out here, the State Fair may just be a 10-day-a-year event, but it's a 12-month-a-year thing for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We start planning in the marketing department, working on the next year's fair, you know, just ahead of the fair that's happening. So we're already talking about 2019, but we're really excited about what we have in store for 2018.
Excellent. Well, the State Fair isn't just about animals and 4-H and FFA and concerts at the grandstand and different types of projects and fun stuff and food and all that stuff. There are other things that happen at the fair as well. And one of them that caught my eye the other day was something called Way We Live. And it's an award program that you have at the State Fair. And it's actually been going on now for a few years, right?
Yeah, 2018 will be our 10th year. So far, we have awarded 53 of these awards to Iowa families. It's very easy. You can be nominated or you can nominate yourself. It's just kind of highlighting those great Iowa farm families that we have and giving them some recognition at the Iowa State Fair, where we all know that we combine rural and urban folks at the Iowa State Fair, so it's great for them to be able to put a face to a farm or a farmer that they may not be able to meet in person. So,
yeah, with the guidelines that you just kind of talked about there, with the premise, it's kind of hard to believe that at a place like the Iowa State Fair, we hadn't thought of that sooner.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're proud to be able to highlight these folks in the Animal Learning Center. We just have two rules. They have to be an Iowa resident, and they have to have a farming operation that has animal agriculture. But we have highlighted in the past families that have every sort of farm imaginable, from, you know, our conventional farms to our less conventional farms, from every species under the sun we have highlighted. They submit an essay. We've had grandchildren do it for grandparents. We've had wives do it for their husbands, and we've actually have had husbands send in their own as well, or a grandpa or a grandma highlighting their farm and the way it works. And you submit that to us, and then we have a little crew here that goes through all the entries that we get, and then we pick some that can be highlighted. We pick six to be highlighted at the 2018 fair, and you get a monetary prize of $250. You get to come to the Iowa State Fair. You get a parking pass and some admission tickets. You get recognized on our stage at in the Animal Learning Center. If you haven't been to the fair for a little bit, our Animal Learning Center is one of the most popular places people go. That's where our baby animals are born. And you also get a permanent display highlighting your family during the Iowa State Fair in 2018. So it's a great award, a great way for us to highlight, and then also a great way for families to get recognized for all that they do. You talked about the Iowa State Fair being 11 special days in August, and farmers have way more days of work than just what we can celebrate in 11 days. So we're thankful that they can come in and we can award them.
Absolutely. Well, and our definition of a farm seems to keep changing as time moves along, too. So you've got a lot of opportunity out there.
Absolutely. And this is statewide. So we've actually had two past winners from your listening area. So in 2012, We had the Sager family, and in 2013, we had the Pellet family. So I think it's about time to get someone nominated from your neck of the woods again.
I think so, too. What's a good nomination look like, Mindy? You said it's kind of the application is just kind of an essay. What's a good application?
You know, all sorts of good applications come into us, but we do have some requirements that it needs to be between 500 and 1,500 words. So we know that sometimes 500 isn't enough space, but we try to cut it off at 1,500 just to keep it in a reasonable amount. And then talk about what your family does, describe how you live on the farm, how you chose this occupation, kind of how it's shaped what your family life is like, and then a photo that might illustrate what your family's commitment or the nominating family that you're sending to us. Then you just slip that in an envelope, or you can send it via email to us. And you have to have that into us before May 15th, because we try to get all of those in so we have enough time to pick our award winners and to set up all the logistics of getting them to the fair.
Absolutely. So they do have plenty of time to get those applications in yet. Do you typically get a lot of applications?
We do. And the fun part is also our non-winning entries are kept in consideration for 3 years. Mm. So even if you might not get an award in the first year, because we know six out of the many that we get is hard to do, we do hold those on, and you could win in one of the 3 years that we hold on to that.
Well, with the so many, I mean, thousands of things involved with the Iowa State Fair each year, you could see why some things could maybe fall through the cracks a little bit or get overlooked once in a while. So it's great to see that we have an opportunity to be able to highlight some of the great things that are being done out there.
Yeah, and we find this fun for the farm families to come in and enjoy the day at the fair as a family. You know, they get some tickets and they get a parking pass, which is always a premium here at the fairgrounds. And so they come in and they're recognized on our stage, but then they can see what else is offered here at the fair. And then we think it's a benefit to our fairgoers to be able to award them on the stage, and there's people watching, and they can get recognized. So it's a cool ceremony each day, and we can talk about how different and unique and special all of their farms are. You know, we have baby animals being born in that barn, but there's still a little bit of disconnect from rural to urban if they don't have that exposure to a farm about, you know, where their food comes from, or maybe how animal agriculture works and, you know, how these baby animals are taken care of. So it's a good link back to the farm when people are coming to the Iowa State Fair.
Absolutely. Well, farmers traditionally have always been good stewards of the land, good stewards with their animals out there. And, you know, there are a lot of innovative things that are going on out there in agriculture these days. And it's nice to be able to sit down and just recognize some of these things.
Yeah, and I think it's great for Iowans who come to the fair to see how very diverse our farming is. So they might just hear about a couple of our commodities, corn and soybeans, or they may just hear about cattle, but we have all sorts of different agriculture here in Iowa, and so it's kind of fun to see that those people, those farm families are getting to come in and be recognized, not only for their different farming, but all different parts of the state as well.
It's an important part of our state, and obviously it fits right in with the mission with the Iowa State Fair. So again, if folks want to do that nominating, where can they find more information? Is it available online?
Yep, the easiest place is to go onto our website, which is iowastatefair.org, and you can click on Participate. You'll see a page that says Way We Live. There's a brochure link on there that'll explain all the highlights, and then there's an entry form. So it's pretty simple. A lot of people cut it out or print it out, cut it out, send it back to us, but we do accept emails as well.
Very good. Well, it's always nice to be recognized for some of the things that we sometimes don't realize are spectacular things that we're doing, because we think we're just going about our normal everyday lives. But I tell you, those entries down there for the Pellets and the Sagers, they're probably getting a little bit lonely with no neighbors down there yet. So we need to fill that up with some Southwest Iowa entries this year.
That would be great. And, you know, farmers aren't people to brag, So if you know a farmer that deserves recognition, you can take it upon yourself to fill out that nomination form and get them the recognition that they deserve. We'd love to have some from your neck of the woods, so love to see those nominations.
That would be awesome. Mindy, before I let you go, I have to ask you, what's your favorite part about the Iowa State Fair?
Well, of course, I love it all. I'm kind of an agriculture junkie, so I think we have the best ag education in the country here at the Iowa State Fair. And I cannot go without talking about the food at the Iowa State Fair.
Nobody can. Nobody can. Very good. Mindy, thank you so much for your time, and appreciate all that you do to prepare such a wonderful activity for us every year, and the Way We Live Award. A lot of fun. A great way to acknowledge some folks that are doing things on an everyday basis out there. Appreciate your help.
Absolutely. It's always great to talk about the fair, and we'll see you in August.